nice plating.
It's Breakfast Food with Natalie Guest.
Kia ora, Nat.
Kia ora.
How you going?
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
Yeah, pretty good.
That's good to hear. We've been talking food off air already a lot this morning. Some raging debates about mince and cheese pies versus steak and cheese pies.
Which do you prefer?
Mince and cheese.
Oh, there you go. Yes. Anika's doing a fist pump in the corner.
I'm a steak and cheese gal.
So am I. That's where our battle lines are drawn in the studio.
Alrighty,
this morning.
Then.
Yeah, that would be a close second for sure. But I think it's so nostalgic, a mince and cheese pie.
Yeah, that's true. That
you
is
know?
True.
Like when you were a kid at primary school and you'd peel the top off. And did anyone else do this?
Yes.
And then dip your chips in. Oh,
I
eat it?
No, I didn't do that. That's leveling up.
Yeah.
I used to put a bit of tomato sauce inside the lid.
Oh, what, and so then good. Close it again?
Yeah.
Oh, I used to tear the pastry off and dip the pastry in.
Oh, nice.
Let's talk about this today. No, actually, let's talk about anchovies.
Yes.
Woo.
One of my favourite foods.
I am here so polarizing. To be persuaded.
Awesome.
I'm ready. I'm open to it. I don't like them as it stands now.
Okay.
So Tess's team, no anchovies. I'm team anchovies. Who's going to come out the winner on the other side of this? Everything's a competition this morning.
I was thinking last night when I was deciding what to chat about, I was like, oh, it's really hard to convince someone that anchovies are delicious without giving you the best anchovies. And I was like, nothing's going to be open at 7:45 in the morning.
Need an emergency anchovy right now.
Yeah. Well, I actually... I think my parents always cooked with anchovies and pasta sauces and meat sauces and stuff, so it wasn't like an unusual ingredient for us and for me to have in my pantry, I guess, or fridge. But eating anchovies by themselves, I did this a bit in Spain. You could just get a plate of anchovies or the little... I'm going to say the wrong word. Pinchos, maybe? The sticks of pickled peppers and anchovies and olives, and you'd have that with a glass of wine or sherry or beer or whatever.
You eat them from the jar?
Certain anchovies. Not all anchovies are created equal. If you're ever in Napier at Mr. D's, great. It's such a great restaurant and cafe. But they do just fresh bread, some room temperature butter and a little bit of chilli flake in a tin of Ortiz anchovies, which is, I think, my death row meal
I was just thinking that is probably like the pinnacle. And if you have that for breakfast with like a black coffee, I think the other thing I like about that is it would make me feel like Patti Smith. I feel like that's something Patti Smith would have for breakfast.
Oh,
and so I feel like that's how I would get into that.
Chase it down with a couple of ciggies or something.
We don't support that at the station.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, no, smoking's really bad for you.
Just falling off. Are they fishy? I feel like that's a silly question it's seafood, right?
Yeah. So, the Ortiz anchovies, they're a Spanish anchovy. They're a salted one that's been filleted. And they're quite expensive. It's about $16 for a small can that gets you about 10 anchovy fillets.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But I think the thing that they taste most like is kind of Marmite.
Okay.
They've got a really deep, savoury, umami flavour that's very salty. I wouldn't say it's very fishy, but...
I love Marmite.
Yeah. I reckon you would love... I think
maybe
you would
I'll
like
give
these.
It a go.
They're the best thing to bring to a potluck dinner if you haven't got time to cook. You just grab two tins of these from Faro. I think you can get them from Cazador Deli, Sabato. You can buy them online as well. And roll up with a baguette, a block of Lewis Road butter and two tins of anchovies, and everyone is just like... I never knew. I loved anchovies.
This is one of those things when you rock up to a potluck. I can't remember if we've talked about this on the show before, but it's always the person who rocks up with the fun food that gets all the credits. No one remembers the amazing like stew that someone spent 6 hours like making in a slow cooker at home or something. Yeah. But everyone remembers like the guy who rocked up with Kransky sausages or something like on their way to the supermarket.
Or put the sausage rolls in the oven for after dinner, like when everyone's had a little bit too much to drink.
Nice.
That is a real strong power move as well. So I've got a couple of anchovy recipes. One is like kind of maybe a little bit just to test the anchovy waters.
Okay.
And that's some anchovy breadcrumbs. So pretty easy to do. You just need like 1/4 cup of olive oil, 6 anchovy fillets. So you can just use the ones that you buy from the supermarket. You don't have to like, you know, empty bank account to do this one.
So can I, for that, if you're eating anchovies on a piece of bread, you want to buy the nice ones, but if you're using them in cooking, you can kind of buy the...
Yeah, you can buy the cheaper ones from the supermarket.
Cool.
They are a bit more fishy.
Okay.
Yeah. The Ortiz ones, I don't know exactly what they do to them that make them so excellent, but they are the superior product. So yeah, 1/4 cup of oil, 6 anchovy fillets, 2 cups of fresh breadcrumbs that you can make yourself, or just panko crumbs, salt and pepper, and then you just fry that in a pan till it's, like you melt down the anchovies a little bit, add the breadcrumbs in, fry them to golden, and then chuck the garlic through at the end, and you can just let that cool. It's really nice on salads.
Oh, yum.
Or nice. Topping pastas as well. Like gives it another kind of... a bit of texture and another dimension of flavour. Something that I've made a lot recently, and I'm probably quite late to the party on this recipe, but it's a pretty popular one. It's by a chef called Alison Roman. I'm a big fan of hers. She loves anchovies, huge advocate for them, and she does this pasta called caramelized shallot and anchovy pasta.
Oh, yum. That sounds great.
Yeah. So basically you make this incredibly concentrated caramelized shallot. So you cook down like 6 shallots. I always double the recipe because it takes so much time and it keeps forever in the fridge.
Cool.
But this is a single portion. And with 1/4 cup of olive oil, again, 6 large shallots and 5 garlic cloves. So all of that is thinly sliced, and you very, very slowly fry the shallots and garlic for about 20 minutes until it's like translucent and sticky.
Mm-hmm.
And then you add in the about 12 anchovy fillets. So you could use the good ones for this if you wanted to, but I often just use the supermarket ones.
Mm-hmm.
And some chili flakes, and just cook that out for a couple of minutes just to kind of mix through the anchovies, break them down a little bit. And then you add 1 tube of tomato paste, or a tin of tomato paste, which is like not a normal thing for us. I think usually when you're making pasta, you're thinking canned tomatoes, whatever.
Yeah.
But the tomato paste, you've got to cook that out a little bit as well. So basically what you end up with is this really... strong, tomato-y, fishy, well, you know, salty, very salty, quite sweet paste.
Yeah.
And it's really nice on the bottom of chicken as well. Or you can pop it on pizza and stuff like that as well. But for the pasta, so this single recipe would make enough for about maybe, I don't know, for 2 people, maybe 3 or 4 pastas.
Cool.
So you take out some of the shallots, the sauce, and you boil your water, cook your pasta. When the pasta's cooked, you kind of just add some of the pasta water to the paste. And
starchy goodness.
Yeah, it makes a really nice thick sauce, and it thins out the tomato paste a lot. Chuck in your pasta, and then, yeah, keep adding water until you get, like, quite a glossy, loose consistency. And then when you plate it up, you... top it instead of putting parmesan on it. She suggests parsley and chopped raw garlic.
Ooh,
which
yum.
Is a revelation. So you've got like this really punchy pasta sauce, and then like a little bit of heat from raw garlic and freshness from parsley. It's really
good.
Great. Do try it. It's all over the internet. So
yeah,
just go Alison Roman's caramelized shallot pasta.
I've got to say that sounds exactly up my alley.
Yeah.
My like go-to, you know, can't be bothered to cook kind of a meal is some sort of tomato-based pasta situation. And I do love an anchovy, so this might be the one I have to try out.
Yeah.
So with anchovies, can you leave them in the fridge for a while? Do they keep okay?
Yeah. If you're buying the cheap ones from the supermarket and you're just using them in sauces and things like that, they do keep. But try and use them up maybe in like a few weeks.
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah, I think they do get a little bit more pungent.
Someone's actually asked, can you freeze them? Mm. Is that a thing you can do?
I don't see why you wouldn't be able to. You could freeze them in the oil.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't get freezer burnt or anything. But yeah, I haven't tried it.
So experiment maybe to try.
I don't see why you wouldn't be able to.
Someone else has said roast lamb baked with anchovies.
Oh. So good. Yes.
Nice.
There's a great Nigel Slater recipe that is basically lamb shanks, and you pour a whole bottle of red wine in, a whole tin of anchovies, and like two onions and some stock, I think, and you simmer it for 3 hours, and it comes out like the saltiest, most
delicious.
That sounds fantastic. Tiger Tim has just texted us to say, thank you. I'm taking my kale chips out of the oven and you've inspired me to toss chopped anchovies amongst them. That sounds like a very good time. We've also had some slightly wild messages about pies, just to take it back to like a more base level here.
Let's get to the important stuff. Yes.
Somebody says steak and cheese pie between two slices of bread.
No.
Oh. Pie sandwich.
Don't know about that.
I feel like that's quite impressive. They've also said anchovies are only nice when someone else is eating them. Hopefully your mind has been changed now.
I think my mind has been changed. I think I'm going to buy some.
Yeah, Jackie's really into them as well.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
This one is off the charts. Had a guitar teacher that dipped cream donuts in his mince pie.
I'm guilty.
What?
I was about to say, I do not believe this text.
I was going to be like, no, that's insane. Have you done that?
I think like the three items you could get from, I went to Tyra Primary School in the Coromandel, from the bakery you could get a mince and cheese pie, a cream donut or some chips, and sometimes I'd get the donut in the pie. And
wait, then, so you dip the donut into the pie?
I'm pretty open-minded when it comes to food, and especially. I don't think I did it often, but I definitely have done that.
On that note, thank you very much, Nat.
I won't be coming back anymore. I'm not invited.
Nat's cancelled. No. It's been a pleasure to have you on the show as per. If anybody missed any recipes this morning, obviously we will podcast this. And they can jump on your Instagram as well, which is I'm Spinning Plates.
That's the one.
Sure. See you next week, Nat.
Thank you.
The B stands for breakfast.
Breakfast food on 95 BFM.